Welcome to the Wealthy Woman Podcast, a show created to educate, encourage, and empower women to prosper in their faith and their finances. Now, here's your host, faith igniter and prosperity producer, Dr. Amy Walton.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Wealthy Woman Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Amy. Today, we're going to be talking about having an abundance or a scarcity mindset. In John 10 and 10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. How you view the world can affect the opportunities you see, your expectations, and ultimately your results. You can choose to see the world as a place of abundance or a place of scarcity. One is certainly more optimistic than the other. Your view of the world is very different if you choose one over the other. An abundance mindset is hopeful, it's positive, and it expects the best. It is also more altruistic, and since you believe that you'll receive what you need, it frees you up to do more for others. A scarcity mindset, on the other hand, leads to negativity and selfishness. You feel the need to look out for yourself, even at the expense of others. Listen, y'all, did you really get that? That when you have a scarcity mindset, you feel the need to look out for yourself at the expense of others. So viewing the world from a position of abundance has several positive and good effects on your life. An abundance mindset believes that there is plenty to go around. That's the first thing. When you have an abundance mindset, you believe that there is plenty to go around, and you believe that there is plenty money in the world, plenty of potential partners, and plenty of opportunities in general. A scarcity mindset believes that there's a limited supply of everything. Listen, there's just not enough. And that someone else must lose in order for you to win. That is definitely having a scarcity mindset. When you feel like there's not enough. And definitely when you feel like in order for you to have, you have to take from someone else. That's scarcity. And so the second thing is, life is easier with an abundance mindset. You believe that anything is possible. And with that attitude, you're willing to try and you expect things to go your way. I mean, it may not seem like it at first, but you expect things will eventually go your way. It's looking at the glass half full instead of looking at it half empty. And if you have a scarcity mindset, you believe that life is difficult. You see success as being harder than it really is, and you expect the worst. How many of you, like when something happens, you just expect the worst? You always expect the worst, and you might convince yourself that it's pointless to even try. You'll say, like, it's no need of even trying because you're already expecting for it to be a negative or a bad outcome. And it's much more challenging to be successful when you have a scarcity mindset. Because no matter what you do, you're not going to see the possibility of it actually working out. The third thing is, opportunities are easy to see when you expect to find them. An abundance mindset makes opportunities more visible. Seek and you shall find, and your expectations are often met. I mean, seek and you find, knock and the door is open to you, ask and it shall be given. And so when you have that type of thought process, then normally your expectations are usually met. And if you believe opportunities are scarce, if you believe that there's not enough opportunities in the world, you'll struggle to find them. And this is even true if they're right in front of your face. I tell that to clients all the time, that when you have that scarcity mindset, when you're thinking in life, even if an opportunity is there, you're not going to be able to see it. Even if it's right in front of your face, you won't even notice it. It'll almost hit you or knock you out, and you won't even see it coming. The fourth thing is, you take more risks with an abundance mindset. So it removes some fear, and you believe the likelihood of success is greater, and so you take more risk. The more risk you take, the more you stand to gain. And you also have the potential to have more to lose, but that's just part of the game. And you understand that. You understand that in order to receive what it is that you desire, that there's just going to be some risk that you're going to have to be willing to take. You're not going to be able to find out if success is on the other side. If you never move, if you never try, if you never take the chance, you're not going to know. And so those that are bold, they tend to outperform those that are timid, those that are afraid, those that are insecure. Those that are bold, they have a tendency to really outperform those that are too afraid to move because they have a scarcity mindset. And so you are more likely to play it safe if you view the world from a position of scarcity. You're more afraid of losing what you have since you believe it will be difficult to get it back. And I can just remember the days that I was afraid of doing things, or especially when it came to money, to spending money, being fearful of not being able to have enough, being fearful of something coming up and not being able to meet the need. And so that scarcity mindset was always in play. And so the fifth thing is those with an abundance mindset are more relaxed. When you believe the world has everything you need, you can relax and you can enjoy life. When you view the possibilities as endless, listen, that just in and of itself just made me feel so relieved. When you think of possibilities as endless, there's an endless supply of whatever you need that removes anxiety, that removes the stress, that removes the fear. And your overall viewpoint of your life is much more positive. And with the scarcity mindset, it results in fear and pessimism. I mean, you are doom and gloom, you're negative Nancy, nothing is going good, you can't see nothing good happening for you. And so your outlook is going to always be negative, and you believe you have to fight the world to get what you want and what you need. You have to protect what you have from loss, and your life is viewed from a negative perspective. I love to tell clients a lot of times, if you want to know where you really stand, when something occurs, what's your first response? Is your first response negative? Or is your first response positive? And that will kind of give you an idea if you are responding out of abundance or if you're responding out of scarcity, if you're responding out of lack. And so do you think your view of the world is one of abundance or scarcity? And if you hold a scarcity mindset, it's worth trying another viewpoint. It's worth seeing it from another perspective. It's worth taking a chance at looking at the glass half full instead of continuing to see it half empty. One of the best ways to start viewing the world with abundance is to give more. You can give more money. You can give more of your time. You can even give away a few of your possessions. I'm sure many of you have more shoes than you need, probably more clothes than you need. And so you can start right there. Start giving some stuff away. And giving will enforce the idea that there's always going to be enough around. I know when I give away my clothes, I can tell you that I can look around and I can still see abundance because I have more than I need, but it will begin to help you see that there's more than enough to go around. Abundance will flow into your life if you allow it. So it's a choice that you make. You have to choose to allow abundance to flow or to allow scarcity to flow. And after holding an abundance mindset for a few months, listen, you can begin to contrast it with your previous experience with scarcity, and you can begin to shift things, change things, and continue to do it differently. Listen, I want you today to decide and choose which one works for you. And I don't know about any of you, but I've been in scarcity and I've had abundance. And I tell you, abundance works for me any day, anytime. I'm just saying to you today, listen, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast on today. I believe if you will take this information and utilize it, that it will definitely bless your life. And so I love you guys. Grace and peace to you, and blessings as always. Until next time, have an amazing day.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Wealthy Woman Podcast. Make sure to visit our website, dramywalton.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate it if you'd simply tell a friend about the show. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Thanks for listening and have an amazing day.